Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with Matt Duffy. I always say the newest Giant, and I have a new one each week. But welcome to the big leagues.
Thank you, Marty. Good to be here.
Background is always important when we get to know the fans a little bit. Where did you grow up? What kind of baseball fan were you?
I grew up in Long Beach area in Southern California. I grew up actually an Angels fan, so I grew up very much disliking the Dodgers. I'm not just saying that because I'm here, but... And I also grew up a Long Beach State fan, and I went to Long Beach State University. So growing up in Long Beach, being able to watch Long Beach and then go there was a very cool thing for me.
You know, you always wonder about athletes when they get to the major leagues. Everyone was probably a shortstop in Little League, Pony League, wherever you were. Now, you're a shortstop now and a second baseman. What were you as a kid?
I grew up as a shortstop. I caught a little in Little League and first base. Just, I know a lot of times they put the kid that could catch over at first base, but... So most of the time I was a shortstop, middle infielder.
Hitting wise, as we've seen you up in the big leagues, Matt Duffy is with us. Good eye at the plate. It looks like you've got an idea, and of course at Richmond you really hit the ball well. What's your philosophy and how did you learn it as a hitter?
To me, coming up, I know my first year in short season, I focused a lot on mechanical stuff. And even when I was in the box, I was still focused on mechanics. And I think the last 2 years especially, I've gotten to, you know, working still on the mechanical side in the cage. But once I get in the game, it's have an approach, have a plan, see the ball where you want it, and be aggressive to it. And I think that's really helped me. And just the biggest thing is seeing the ball, making sure I'm getting a good pitch to hit. And that's the most important thing.
Well, coming out of high school, you didn't get drafted. But you had some college choices. What was your high school career like?
It was good. I played freshman and junior varsity ball my first 2 years, and then on the varsity team my second 2 years. And it was good. We won league my third year there, and so that was exciting. Unfortunately, we didn't win my senior year, but. I mean, it was very good. My coaches were very good. It was a hard-nosed program. I think I get a lot of the type of player I am today from high school and also from Long Beach also. But early on, it started in high school.
Were you disappointed at all not getting drafted? Because you end up at a major school for baseball. How did it end in June when the draft came around?
I had an opportunity to get drafted by the Marlins. They asked me, you know, basically, hey, would you sign for X amount? And I knew that what it would take for me to forego college was nowhere near where I was going to go. So I just told them, you know, don't even bother with it. And because I knew I still had a lot to learn. My freshman year of college, I had a lot to learn. I couldn't hit a slider. I don't know. I mean, I was just a pure fastball pull hitter. So I knew that I had a lot of things to work on going into college. So pro ball wasn't really on my mind. So when the June draft passed and I didn't get drafted, it wasn't really a disappointment. I didn't really have it on my mind at that time.
All right, Matt Duffy with us. So you go to Long Beach State. And, of course, you would think of Troy Tulowitzki, Evan Longoria. We think of big power hitters. You a big power hitter?
No, I don't believe that's part of my game. You know, in certain parks, I can do a little damage here and there, but I think of myself as more of a gap hitter. Maybe when I put on more weight, that could come. But like I said, my focus, especially in a ballpark like this, is to just keep the ball low and stay with line drives and doubles.
So what was the career like at Long Beach State? As I say, you know, we know people who've come out of there, and you got drafted by the Giants in the 18th round, and now you're in professional baseball. But what was it like at Long Beach State?
I struggled. I mean, as a team, we kind of struggled, and like I said, I learned a lot my freshman year. Took that into my sophomore year, and I had a decent year. It's a tough park to hit in like this. I mean, you can only use the park as an excuse for so long, though. I mean, you got to make adjustments, and also they changed the bats on us, and that was, you know, you can make an argument that wood bats have more pop than the bats that they changed to. So there was a lot of factors, but I just. Like I said, my focus was on too many things that weren't the right things. Like I said, I was focusing on mechanics instead of, you know, what I changed to once I got to pro ball, which is being aggressive to the ball versus thinking internally and what I was doing with my elbows or feet or whatever.
Well, it's great. No, this is what fans like to hear, and you certainly made a nice career for yourself at Long Beach State, and you got drafted, and you've come through the system pretty well. Always had the good glove, and I say this, there was a player, I don't know if you heard, Johnny LeMaster. And have you heard this name? You're shaking your head, yes. And of course, he was here in the late 70s, early 80s, and Duane played with him as well. You know, great glove, and made a couple errors later on, and the fans kind of got in him. But you sort of look like him, and you have the good glove. Have you always had that good glove?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I've always prided myself on, whether I'm doing poor or good offensively. It's something that, the way I look at it is, if I'm not getting any hits, sure as heck I'm not giving anybody else hits when I'm on defense. So I think helping with that, at Long Beach we had a very good mental coach, Ken Revisa, and coaching both sides of the game, whereas offense does not affect defense and vice versa. And actually we were turning some double plays yesterday and Dunston was calling me Johnny LeMasters, so it's funny you said that.
Well, it's a compliment, believe me. I mean, it didn't end well for him here. He's from Kentucky, and people booed him. He put boo on the back of his shirt and all that kind of stuff. But he was sort of a spindly-looking kid like you are. But he was a favorite, certainly, when he came up, as you are now. You have a good eye at the plate. And, you know, people today, it's in vogue. Take some pitches. Don't go out of the zone. Just watching you just the first couple of weeks, it seems like you have that.
Thank you. To me, in terms of taking pitches, I think it obviously depends on what the pitcher gives you. If he gives you a good pitch to hit first pitch, I'm going to try to be aggressive, you know. But if it's a guy who's wild or whatever, you know, you just watch the game, you see a guy's having trouble throwing strikes, you might be a little more patient with him. Get yourself into a hitter's count. But, yeah, I think it goes with just getting a good pitch to hit. And if I don't get a good pitch to hit, I'm not going to be as aggressive to swinging, especially if it's out of the zone.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I think it was last week, was it Duffy? Duffy and Duffy. Come on, that was you. Duffy and Duffy, first time in Major League history. But didn't you foul off a whole bunch against him? I think that was the at-bat. I said, my goodness, you know, it was like a 10-pitch at-bat. You just kept fouling the ball off.
Yeah, he was throwing me some pretty good pitches. I was just trying to battle, trying to let the ball get deep. And then he did a little quick pitch thing on me that kind of threw me out of rhythm. But in that situation, just trying to do what I can to put the barrel on the ball. And if he doesn't give you a good pitch to hit, that's borderline, you know, you have to swing, you have to protect. I don't want to give the umpire a chance to ring me up on something that, you know, is kind of iffy. So just trying to battle, you know.
Can you foul a ball off when you want to?
I would like to say I can. Sometimes there's been a couple times this year down in Double A where I took a terrible swing trying to foul the ball off and I put it in play and it just didn't look good at all. But yeah, usually if I take a bad swing like that with two strikes, it's because I'm just trying to fight the pitch off to get to a better pitch. Once in a while the ball gets put in play. That's unfortunate, but I mean, just trying to battle, that's what happens.
Funny. All right, Matt Duffy with us. Duffy versus Duffy. Come on. Jane, Duane and everyone were having fun with this last Sunday and they finally started using first names. So you became part of baseball history.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I didn't know it was the first Duffy versus Duffy matchup. There's actually another Matt Duffy in the Astros system.
Okay.
And we played against each other last year in High A. And it was pretty funny because we have the exact same name. I've signed his baseball card. He signed my baseball card. There's a baseball card. It's his information that says Astros third baseman, but it's my picture. So everybody messes it up. So going even further than just that Duffy versus Duffy, there was a Matt Duffy versus Matt Duffy matchup last year in High A.
I love it. Hey, coming up to the big leagues, you did have a story. You guys are in Double A, and you didn't know where you were going. And there's always a story the first time coming up.
Yeah, Jarrett Parker and I, we were putting our stuff on the bus to go on a road trip to Altoona, and they called us in the office and said, "Take your stuff off the bus and go home, relax, wait for a call from Bobby Evans." So we were like, oh, man, we're getting traded, you know, because it was the trade deadline day, and that was everything that was going on, all the buzz. So we were following all the trade stuff, trade rumors, and wondering where we'd be and if we would just have to end up hopping on a bus and driving to Altoona anyway by ourselves. So about 20 minutes after the deadline passed, Bobby called, and he said, "Hey, Matt, sorry, you've been waiting all day for this, and I'm sure you don't know what it is you've exactly been waiting for. But it's time to call your parents because you're going to the big leagues." And I was just dead silent. I didn't say a word because I was just in shock. Because this whole time I was thinking, you know, there had been rumors about Ben Zobrist and whether it was going to be a Ray or here. Obviously, I didn't want to get traded. But, yeah, it was a shock for sure. And then I called my dad and just started crying like a little girl.
Very good. Well, that's a great story. There's always a good one there. We'll end on this one. Now, your first big league at bat, and of course, you always remember it. What happened?
It was a start, which I also wasn't expecting on the first day, and something I typically do, depending on the pitcher, obviously, is I like to take the first pitch of my first at bat just to get my eyes, you know, back warmed up and see his release point and movement and stuff. And then the next pitch, I just told myself, here we go, be aggressive. It was a little up, maybe out of the zone, but it was nice to get the first swing and first contact and that bat out of the way. Even though I flew out to center, it was definitely nice to get that one out of the way.
Well, that's good. Susak didn't even wait that long. First pitch, ground ball to third.
I heard. That's something he did. I actually played him in college, and first pitch of the weekend, he hit one of the first balls I've ever seen hit at Long Beach State, and it was just crushy. He likes to jump pitchers like that.
All right, nice to have you, Matt. Pleasure having Matt Duffy with us, and we'll do this again. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.